Triple M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz.
Absolute pleasure, Bern and family. We're going to talk to the Australian cricket coach, Justin Langer. There's a new doco out tonight, the new era for Australia's team. It's called The Test.
Yep.
8-part doco to premiere on Amazon tonight, Bern. This is must-see. You've got to watch this.
Yep.
We go inside the inner sanctum of the Australian cricket side. He joins us, Justin Langer. JL, thanks for your time. And I cannot believe that the inner sanctum has been completely exposed in this absolute wonderful doco.
It's confronting, that is for certain. I've had a cameraman with us for the last 18 months. That all said, I can't be more proud of how it's come out. And it's been suggested to me as a bit of a PR job for Cricket Australia. When you see it's warts and all, but certainly not that. It's exactly what happens. And we went to the premiere here in Sydney on Wednesday night. And honestly, it made me realise why I love my job so much and why I love the boys I'm working with so much.
You mentioned it was confrontational, it's emotional, it's honest, and filming began the day you became coach. How'd you deal with that?
Well, I didn't realise at the time. I did my press conference, and then I was in the taxi on the way home, way back to the airport. I had no idea, and it's literally been with us. When I say it's confronting, it's just that when you watch yourself, it's like when you hear yourself on a recording or you see yourself, and then you look back on what's been. I mean, remember the crisis of what happened when I first got the job. And then you look back on, you know, it's really hard when you come into that job. That first 6 months was tough. And when you're seeing it in live pictures, it is pretty confronting. Some of the conversations that went on and some of the behaviours of that time. So, but it was great to watch. It's great viewing. And they've done a really good job.
Yeah, we've only seen snippets, obviously, so far. But there's a really good discussion around that third test with yourself and Tim Payne and what you could have done better. I really enjoyed that part of it.
Oh, well, it's actually, when we lost that test match, when Ben Stokes had that unbelievable innings, two things happened. One, I was on FaceTime to my wife about 10 o'clock that night, and she goes, "What are you drinking?" I said, "I'm drinking scotch." And she goes, she said, "You don't drink scotch." I said, "I do tonight, baby." So, because that was like, we've got it there. The ashes are in our hands.
Yeah.
And then Ben Stokes played that incredible innings. Mm. But then the other thing that happened, this is relevant in a sense to your show. I remember lying in bed that night, and I'm great mates with Don Pike. And he always told me the story of after the grand final against Richmond, that the one mistake they might have made is they didn't review it straight after. They left it for a long time after. And that sort of was tattooed in my brain. So the next morning, we actually watched that partnership with Stokes. And whilst it was really confronting to watch, it was great advice from Pikey, because I said, we can either let this kill us, let this bury us, and the whole world thinks we're cooked now, or we'll take it on the chin, learn from it, and a week later, we retain the ashes. So it was a tough meeting, but certainly a great lesson, probably the best week of coaching I've had, actually.
And what did you learn from it? Because you went in with an aggressive approach, because that's how you played and that's how you represented our country as a new coach. Some of the boys were a little bit intimidated by the way that you addressed them and the way you conducted training and just the effort you wanted from the boys to wear the Australian cap. Uzi Khawaja obviously said a few things to you and obviously gave you some honest feedback. Langer had players walking on eggshells. Were you shattered when you heard stuff like that?
Not really, because at the time, I mean, but what people remember, that was 20 months ago, or 18 months ago.
Mm.
And what is brilliant about the documentary is there's times when I watched it, and this is truthful, about the second or the third episode, and I'm sweating in my tracky dacks because I'm going, oh my gosh, I can't remember. Went for about 5 minutes. It was after the Boxing Day test in Melbourne. So that's not last year. This is the season before, because we were just being beaten by India. And, you know, the boys were, and I'd been only in the job for a few. I'm getting to know the boys. They're getting to know me. Obviously, I was very different to how Darren Lehman was. And so we're just feeling each other out. So, yeah, they might have been on eggshells, but we also just had a crisis in South Africa and we're getting smashed by India, who had never been beaten before. So, of course, there's some tension, but you guys have been in change rooms forever and you know it's not rainbows and butterflies in every change room, and that's what came out the other day. But the evolution of the team and the relationships built, that's one of the awesome things about watching this doco and certainly my time as coach so far.
Talk us through the Jofra Archer moment when he hit Steve Smith in the neck. Now, we've seen a little snippet of Smith walking in and laying down the change rooms. Just run us through that moment for all the cricket lovers out there.
Well, what was most amazing, we were at the premiere the other night, and honestly, there was people on the edge of their seat watching it. It was brilliant. I think it's episode 7. And there was also a lot of laughter. I mean, when you see a scene with Mitch Marsh in the change room, because Mitch Marsh admits he's the most hated Australian player in the world. When you see him, the irony of Mitch Marsh is that if anyone listened to this show, if you knew Mitch Marsh, he would be your best mate.
Yeah.
There's no better bloke than Mitch Marsh. So there's lots of laughter in Marnus and Steve Smith. There's lots of laughter in it, which is great. But what happened about, I don't know, 6 balls before, remember that Steve Smith got 100 in both innings of the winning first test. Mm, he got hit on the arm. And we all thought he'd broken his arm. So that's the end of the series for Steve Smith. And then 6 where he got hit by Archer in the neck. And obviously, instantly, you go back to what happened to Husey. And it was just a really tense moment. It was bloody horrible to watch. But when he came back in, and, you know, it was dramatic at the time. It's dramatic to watch now.
Your wife broke down in tears a week later as the tension rose at the SCG test. Talk us through that and how emotional is it for our families to jump on the back of that? How did you cope with that?
There's one of Matthew Wade talking about, he left for the Ashes or the Australian A2. His baby was 3 days old. So it talks about the sacrifices. And in my case, again, this is going back 18 months. Mm. I'll look back on that period of the Boxing Day test and my wife crying in the breakfast room before she went back to Perth in the Sydney test. As hard as it was, it's like getting dropped from the Australian team. As hard as it was, I look back in 10 years and go, it was the best thing that ever happened to me as a coach because it was really bloody hard. And what am I going to do about it? Am I going to fall over and die, or am I going to jump up and get better and make sure we get better as a team and a group? So it was taxing at the time. It was plenty of pressure. But I'm so pumped I've been through it. I mean, that's the great thing about leadership and about life. You've got to get through it, don't you? I mean, that's what resilience is all about. I did it as a player, and then hopefully I've done it as a coach now.
One relationship that did blossom, and you touched on it a little bit, was one between Steve Smith and Marnus Labuschagne. Now, is that all one way?
A lot of love there.
Is that reciprocal both ways?
Oh,
because it's one way at the start.
Oh. I've said a number of times, the greatest thing for me as a coach is Marnus, who's had the most extraordinary year of cricket.
Yeah.
They've become best mates. So it's like the master and the apprentice. So we don't have to do it. I just let him have breakfast, lunch, dinner. They drink coffee together. They practice together. And they talk cricket together 18 hours a day. So I don't have to coach Marnus because he's got the master looking after him.
Mate, do you recommend all AFL coaches go down this path and do some sort of doco that may take 2 years to do and then they can look back and reflect on how they were that type of coach and then as you've grown and developed and now you've learned a lot because hindsight's a wonderful word in sport and in coaching, in the coaching world. Do you recommend that? Because I think it's one of the most powerful tools to go and look back on yourself on how you were 18 months and now look at you today as a successful Australian cricket coach.
Yeah, well, it takes great courage, that's for sure. In life, not everyone loves feedback, do they?
No, they don't.
But I think the most successful people, one, they take feedback on the chin. You can't ask people to be honest and then not take the feedback, or you can't demand honesty within your team but not take it yourself. I mean, if you do that, you're just a common liar, aren't you? So great thing about leadership, you've got to walk the talk, and if you've got the courage to be vulnerable and put it all on the line, well then, I mean, you learn from it and you get better, and that's life. I mean, when you first come into Test cricket as a player, you're okay. By the end of it, hopefully, if you learn lots of lessons, you're better for it. And I'm sure this journey is another good example of that for me personally.
Brilliant.
JL, do we play too much cricket? There's been a lot of talk around that, and the Australian holidays is when the IPL's on and can obviously make a lot of money in that short amount of time. Where do you stand on that?
I remember going to, and probably make some of your listeners spew because I want to talk about the West Coast Eagles, the mighty West Coast Eagles.
But I went to mighty.
No, but this is serious. To answer your question, I went to the West Coast Eagles Fairest and Best when I first got back from England after World Cup Ashes, 4.5 months away from my family. And I said to the guys at the West Coast Eagles Fairest and Best, I said, imagine how you guys are all feeling right now. And in 2 weeks, your season starts again. They all laughed at me. I said, well, that's what the Australian cricket team does. We had World Cup Ashes, and that's on the back of guys playing IPL last year. World Cup Ashes, had the full summer. We've been to India. We've just come back from South Africa 3 days ago. We're playing tomorrow against New Zealand in the new series. And then next Saturday, we go to New Zealand to play three more 2020s.
Wow.
And then the boys go straight to the IPL. And from straight from the IPL, they go to Bangladesh for two test series.
Wow.
And then straight to England to play one day as in India and T20s. And then we start off our summer campaign, which is a World Cup T20, four tests against India, which are massive, and then three tests against South Africa in South Africa. So do we play too much cricket? I'll let you go.
I got exhausted at Bangladesh.
Yeah, I started talking quicker, just trying to fit it in, so you weren't speaking all night on that subject.
JL, before we let you go, your West Coast Eagles, how are you feeling about them this year? Obviously, a few changes. You picked up Tim Kelly, a superstar from the Geelong Footy Club. How are you going to rate your boys this year?
Oh, we're a very good team, no doubt. But as we know, it's like winning a World Cup. The girls winning the World Cup, now, that's very hard to do. That's hard. And you guys know better than anyone. Mm. It's very, very hard to win an AFL Grand Final. So we've got a very good squad, but a lot has to go right, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Mate, thank you for your time. It's fascinating. Amazon Tonight. Check out the 8-part doco, which premieres on Amazon Tonight. The Australian cricket coach, Justin Langer. Love you, mate, and all the best. Catch you soon.
Thanks, guys. Absolute pleasure. Speak to you soon.
What a superstar. And, mate, this is going to be riveting TV. Byrne?
Yeah. I can't wait.
We're going into the inner sanctum of the Australian cricket side. This was done 18 months ago.
Yep.
And like you said, we've seen some of the snippets.
Yeah.
Wow.
Little previews. This is where you don't get to go if you're not in the Australian team. So this is what everyone will be looking at. And, geez, it's going to be exciting. I can't wait.
It's a rush hour.
Triple M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz.